The word today is come. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. We sometimes find ourselves facing a very difficult situation in which we don't know where to turn for help. Jesus asks people in such situations to come to Him for help. He doesn't want us to shoulder our burdens alone, but rather to find help in Him. He invites us to come and receive His help, the power to carry on and do more than we can imagine. Here to share more of this encouragement is Bible scholar Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Come.
In my office at the church, I have a toy that comes from India. I don't have many toys sitting in my office. I have some very curious historical artifacts, and I have some beautiful pieces of art that I found from around the world. But I can't think of another toy that sits in my office except this one. Coming from the rural parts of India, when I was there for The Word Today, two times previously I've had the pleasure of preaching and speaking in India in connection with our ministry in The Word Today in India. And as I was being taken along a rural part between cities, there was a toy factory that they told me we were passing by. And I said, well, let's go in and take a look. It should be interesting. And so we stopped for a few minutes and saw the handcrafted toys that were being made from natural materials such as wood. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to buy one of these toys as a memento, as a reminder of this trip. And the toy that I chose was a lifelike representation of a man leading a pair of oxen, pulling a cart. And the cart was filled with real straw pieces, as though it was a large load that the oxen are pulling. The toy is painted very beautifully. It's a static toy. It sits. It does not move. The wheels don't turn. But it is to be appreciated. And I have that sitting in my office, and I fondly remember my time in India and preaching the gospel and the people there that listened to The Word Today. It would be neat to be able to have a symbol, a representation like that from every place where The Word Today is preached, where it is broadcast. I hope that you are receiving The Word Today with joy. We are on in 70 different dialects around the world, and the Holy Spirit is using it fantastically. While I am discussing this, I hope that if you're a Christian who is serious about Jesus' great commission, about His calling us to take the good news of Jesus to the end of the earth, I hope that you'll be motivated to support The Word Today, that if God has given you means, if He's given you wealth, that you will use this for the broadcast, for the proclamation of the gospel. The Word Today, 100% of the gifts and donations are used for the mission, for the broadcast. There's very few ministries in service of the gospel that can say that. So let's get to my thought about this toy. The reason I'm bringing it up today is because the oxen and the cart are carrying the burden. The oxen are shouldering the burden of the weight of this load. And that reminds me of something that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11. It's a very beautiful, comforting verse. And it says in verse 28 of Matthew 11, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. There is so much profundity in this saying of Jesus. He is talking about taking on discipleship, about being his follower, coming to join with him. When we have this illustration of the yoke for the oxen, it is typically for two. And the yoke sits across the shoulders of the ox, and the ox is hooked up to the yoke so that it can use its strength to pull. And typically two of them are used in tandem. Well, what Jesus is sharing with us is that he is offering for us to be connected to him. No doubt there are plenty of major life challenges, major battles with health, with struggles, with temptation, with trying to survive and get through varying conditions and difficulties that we have. This is all an outcome of sin, the manifestations of sin and the difficulties of life. And what Jesus is offering us is you don't have to bear this alone. I want you to appreciate that. If you are finding yourself fighting, struggling, if you're finding it hopeless with the conditions that you have in life, and you don't know where to turn, Christ is offering to shoulder this with you. Jesus went to a cross in order to bear your sin so that you could be forgiven. Some people misinterpret this. Some people think it was weak that Jesus let other people kill him, and that if he was truly God, he wouldn't let that happen. They don't understand. Jesus is demonstrating his strength, his deity, by carrying our sins and by bearing them to the cross. And then he offers for you to be connected with him, yoked together with him. He is offering to help you shoulder the burdens, the challenges. What kind of testing and challenges might we have? Well, you know, one time I did a little thought experiment for my young confirmands, the young students who were being taught, and I told them I was going to give them a test, and they were a little surprised. And so I had pieces of paper with the tests written out on them. And one of the tests said this. The student was to pretend that they had this situation. I am now 56 years old and unemployed. My monthly budget is short, and I have no job leads. I have been out of work for 6 months, and my money is running out. I have interviewed several times, but so far no job has come to me. And that was one test the young person was supposed to imagine. Here is another one. I'm married with 3 children, aged 2, 5, and 7. I have a good marriage. I've been very tired lately and not feeling well. I went to the doctor. My diagnosis is that I have pancreatic cancer. I'm given 8 months at the most. Now, these are heavy burdens, heavy loads. And you might be listening today and saying, you know, I know someone in my family that's dealt with something major like that. Or I myself have something like this. Trust me, life is going to present you your own major burdens, your own challenges. And here is the key. Here's the beauty of what Jesus is saying. If you come to him, there is a burden to be borne. When you become a disciple of Jesus, you are assuming the responsibility of living to God's glory and not your own pleasures. You are assuming the responsibility, and you have the burden of living a godly lifestyle as opposed to a worldly lifestyle. When you come to Jesus and give your life to him, you will have the burden of other people that will mock you or ridicule you or make fun of you, individuals that will think less of you. These are all burdens associated with being a disciple of Jesus. However, here's the key. when Christ helps shoulder your major tests, your major burdens in life, the big ones. You have a disease and you're dying. You were in an accident, not your fault. Someone hit your vehicle and you had to be cut out of the car, and now you're going to lose your leg, and now you have to relearn how to live your life. These kind of challenges, the challenges of loneliness and isolation, maybe having been divorced against your will because your partner cheated on you and left you, these kind of challenges, the challenge of where are we going to get our support for our family, these are serious burdens, and everyone is trying to shoulder and carry these things, and Christ is saying, I can help. I can come alongside you and give you hope and give you comfort. I can give you an eternal joy. I can give you my presence that will reassure you that I have not only worked out what is going to happen with you if you join with me, but I have worked out your eternal salvation. I can get you out of the grave. I can get you a restored body. I can get you life everlasting. You know what? That sounds pretty good. Those are the big burdens. And Jesus is saying, if you disciple with me, if you take my yoke upon you, you will see my kindness, my meekness, as well as my strength and capacity to do this for you. I hope that's really appealing to you, because we have plenty of stuff to haul in this life, and it is so much better if you will come to Christ and be linked and be joined to him. Do you understand what Jesus means? Are you weary? Are you tired? Have you been carrying this burden? Come to Christ and receive his help and get eternal comfort and joy. Have a purpose in life that goes beyond the drudgery. Please receive Jesus and his offer for rest for the weary. Come to him and let him put his yoke on you and receive his help.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.